National Guard units from Vermont and seven other states, including Maine and New Hampshire, helped respond to Tropical Storm Irene when it caused widespread flooding in the state in late August. The State Agency of Transportation had asked the Federal Highway Administration for $4 million to reimburse the Guard for their help with transportation infrastructure repairs, but the request was initially denied. Governor Peter Shumlin says the state had to pay the National Guard for the cost of expenses and borrowed equipment.
What was a surprise to me was that I figured it was covered by the federal government. In fact, in a crisis or a tragedy like this, that isn't the case. So they refused our request for a $4 million reimbursement. We appealed it. The Federal Department of Highways has gone ahead and granted that. We're the first state in the country to be able to get reimbursement for National Guard work. Now listen, we couldn't have done the job we did without the National Guard from Vermont and from the other seven states helping us out.
Governor Shumlin believes the initial decision by the Highway Administration was based on traditional Guard functions during disasters.
In the past, sometimes National Guard would be called in to flag traffic or to sort of oversee things, but they weren't actually out there operating equipment. In this case, we were so desperate to get our roads and bridges back together so that we could get people out of harm's way. We had the Guard folks in there operating the equipment. They did a brilliant job. And I think that really convinced Highways it doesn't make sense that we would reimburse a private contractor, but we wouldn't reimburse the Guard.
Vermont Transportation Secretary Brian Searle says the Guard did substantial work that was critical to storm recovery.
We had such a need that we identified specific functions and then matched them up with the Guard units that were available. What Federal Highway determined was that this was, first of all, specific to the task of road building, and secondly, was under the management and control of our Agency of Transportation. And those are the two key elements that are necessary for reimbursement.
Secretary Searle says the reimbursed funds will be used for further Irene recovery efforts.
We've got a lot of construction projects associated with Irene that are still ongoing on roads that were covered by the emergency relief effort. And we don't know the full extent of what permanent repairs will entail and what they'll cost. You know, we're probably 2 years away from completely recovering from this disaster because these are, in fact, emergency repairs, and it's pretty obvious that the repairs are fairly recent.
The decision by the Federal Highway Administration sets a precedent that impacts all states. In an email to WAMC, the federal agency says the original guidelines were, quote, unclear and created confusion, unquote. And due to the Vermont DOT pursuing clarification, they have now, quote, stated clearly that the National Guard is eligible for reimbursement for performing emergency work that does not receive other federal assistance, unquote. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.